Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem Bava Basra 140, and on today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is analyzing a statement of Admon, which Admon had said in the Mishnah back on Kuf Amates Amabes, back on 139b, the Mishnah had said that if a person leaves behind sons and daughters, if he has a lot of money left in his estate, then the sons inherit everything and the daughters are supported from the estate until they get married or they grow older. However, if he has a little money left in the estate, very little money, then the daughters are supported from the estate and the sons have to go begging at people's houses. So Admon comes along and seems to argue with that position. That was the position of the Rabbanon. But Admon says, "Bishvil shani zachar hifsadati, because I am a male, I lose. Why should I lose just because I'm a male?" And Rabbi Gamliel said, "Roani estivri Admon. I see the merit in Admon's position." So our Gemara says, "My ka'amar, what is Admon saying?" The implicit understanding of Admon's statement is that because he is a male, he should be getting more. He should be inheriting more. And now we're saying that, no, because he's a male, he's inheriting less. So the Gemara wants to know, why should he inherit more? Why should he get more just because he is a male? Why does he have greater merits than a female? So comes along Abaye, and Abaye says, Hachikamar, Bishvil Shani Zachar, Veroi, Anila Sok Petora, Hifsadati. So Abaye seems to be saying that since I'm a male, and as a male, I'm supposed to be the one studying Torah, so therefore I should have a greater right to inherit. So why am I losing as a result of this? That's how Abaye starts off and understands Admon's argument. Rava comes along and questions Abaye. Rava says to Abaye, El Meata, Manda Asik Betora, Hu Di Yaris, Lo Asik Betora, Lo Yaris? You mean to say that the male should inherit more because he is Ro'e Lasok Betora? Do you mean to say that if there's somebody who studies Torah, if there's a child who studies Torah, he should inherit, whereas the child who studies less Torah should not inherit? So Rava is a very pointed critique of Abaye, and so therefore Rava gives a different explanation. Rava says this is what Admon meant. Ela Amar Rava Hachikamar Bishvil Shani Zachar Veroi Ani Lirash Benechasim Merubin, because I am a male, and as our Mishnah had stated that if the assets are, there's a lot of assets, then the son inherits and the daughter just gets supported from the estate. So we see from here that the son inherits more if all things are equal. And so therefore, hifsadati ben nechasim muatim, why should I lose if there's less assets? So implicit in Admon's statement is the son should have a greater right, because we know if there's more assets, the son will get more. And so therefore, that's why he asked his question. But we also see that from Rava's statement, that Rava is saying that just because you're a son, and just because you engage in Torah, that shouldn't give you any more right to inherit. That when it comes to inheritance, we don't value somebody's Torah study over a person who doesn't study Torah. Tosus asked the question that even though we're going to learn on Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, that there is a mitzvah. We know that there is a mitzvah to support your daughters. However, the Gemara there says, V'kal v'chomer habanim, that for sure, even more so, we have to support our sons because they are engaging in Torah study. So therefore, we see that we do give greater credence to Torah study when it comes to supporting our children. So Tosu says, no, that's just the inyan mitzvah. That's just whether or not you want to do something good. That's irrespective of an inheritance. But when it comes to inheritance, of l'inya din, when it comes to the actual law of inheritance, then when it comes to inheritance, we don't draw any distinction between somebody who engages in Torah study versus somebody who does not engage in Torah study. And in the Shut Maharam Chalva, he cites our Gemara with respect to a question that there were a certain number of heirs and who were inheriting one person. Now, one of these heirs was somebody who was a Torah scholar, and the other ones, they studied much less Torah, and so the person who died left behind an estate, and as part of this estate, he had a lot of books, and the books were worth a lot of money. So the person who was studying the Torah said, I should be the one to inherit the books, because I'm the one who engages in Torah study. And so the Maram Chava said, no, this such a claim is nonsense, and we give it no weight whatsoever, because our sugya says, as Rava says in our sugya, and Rava's position is left unchallenged. El me'ata de osik besora yarist, lo osik besora lo yarist. You mean to say only somebody who engages in Torah is going to inherit, whereas somebody who does not engage in Torah will not inherit? And we see from here, he says that they all equally inherit the books of the father. So too, we had already cited the Tosfos, who says that when it comes to an inheritance, We do not value Torah study over anything. Everybody inherits equally. And so in this context, the Beis Yitzchak, and the Shelos Tshuvos Beis Yitzchak, he cites this Tosfos because there was a case where a person who was going to the hospital, and as he was going, he told the person, "I'm going to put you in charge of all my assets. You do with them whatever I like, whatever you like after I die." And so as this person went into the hospital, and then he died, and so the person who was put in charge of the estate now came to and asked the Shaila of the Beis Yitzchak and said, "What should I do? Should I give it to people who are studying Torah, or should I give it to the heirs of this person?" And so the Beis Yitzchak proves from our sugya that you're better off giving it to the heirs, because we say that the Medina, from the law of the din, the children are supposed to inherit, and unless there's a strong reason not to, we give it to the heirs over distributing it all to charity, even to people who are studying Torah.